If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do Spade Joe's. They are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. Lots of jokes since I was here last. Dana Erickson, thank you. And Dan Nigro from Shorewood, Illinois, is a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, who is hanging out with Paul Falson from Apple River, who is also the owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We got a joke from John from sunny Venice using, he says, my winning coffee mug for the first time ever after over 5 years. Must have been one of the very first winners. He said it did not arrive with instructions, and he's just now figured it out. The open side is on the top, and the flat side is on the bottom.
Hold the handle, too.
Shell and Aurora, Liz Meisterling and Glenn Ellen. Bob Corley from Arlington Heights is loving his amazingly lush lawn. I got a joke from Sharon Martin of Mount Prospect, and Cheryl Campen and Susan Butchko in Ottawa, and the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Who else sent us a joke? Father Ron in Peru sent one in and said, I'm off to Italy tomorrow. More jokes, he said, when I return. Not to brag, Andy, but I did a little mechanical thing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Yeah, put a rear end in a recliner. I bought my friend an elephant for her room. She said, thanks. I said, don't mention it.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a priest at a wedding, and John Williams will star as the groom.
Repeat after me.
After me. After me.
Are you serious?
No, I told you. My name's Gary. I went to a family reunion and didn't talk to a single person.
Why not?
Well, I had no idea who the family was, but the mac and cheese was really good. Andy, we were just learning about the theft. Andy, we're just learning now about the theft of a load of mechanical drawing toys.
Oh, yeah?
Right now, details are etch-a-sketchy. My wife and I got stuck in an elevator over the weekend, and when we got home, our kids said, did you get out? So we're going to stop putting money in their college fund now. You know, sometimes I look in the mirror and just reflect. Yesterday, I saw a guy with no chin, and seriously, the first thing that came to mind was, how does he put on pillowcases? It's been 6 months since I joined the gym, and no progress. Tomorrow, I'm going to go down there in person and see what's going on here. According to therapists, these are the things that are hardest to say. Number one.
I was wrong.
Number two.
I need help.
Number three.
Worcestershire sauce.
Hey, Andy. I joined a carpenter's class.
Have you made anything yet?
No, Andy.
We've only just begun.
It's that kind of, it's a different kind of class.